Hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today we are actually going to be talking about not only the title, but that's the main part of this video, okay? Because I was thinking about it, I'm like, what do I really talk about? What do I want to talk about? And I came to the conclusion that a lot of people have been decorating for Christmas, and I don't want to lose out on this great opportunity to get the most out of Christmas. Yes, my friends even tell me that I am the most cringy around Christmas. I'm not rejecting that at all. I am. I already know. Like, literally, if you're watching the video podcast, I literally have Christmas socks on. My God. So, oh no, Winston came. Winston came. So, if you did listen to last week's podcast, you should check it out. I mean, if you did not watch last week's podcast, you should check it out. But if you did, you already know that Winston joined us last time. But I'm going to ask him one more time if he wants to add something. Okay, that's what he wanted to add to this week's podcast. Amazing sentence from Winston himself. So, anyways, what was I saying? I got off track. I know. Okay. So this is a normal thing on the podcast anyway. So Winston, you can't give me kisses while I'm on the podcast. It's okay. You can be the guest. You can be the guest. It's okay. Look right at the camera. Good. Good boy. Okay. So I saw a lot of people decorating for Thanksgiving, and I did not want to lose out on this opportunity to get the most out of Christmas. Yes, I know. Like I said, my friends tell me that I am the most cringy around Christmas time because of the fact that Christmas is one of the only times you really dress up the house. You get into the Christmas spirit, you start giving away, you start like really donating things, you start like it you're in the giving mood. And I joke around and I'm like, "Oh yeah, the more I give, the more I get." No. Listen, that's not what this is about. And obviously, I do not care if I get anything for Christmas. I just want to give back. So last year, I donated to Toys for Tots. I also donated to Team Trees. This year, I donated to Team C's. And I'm going to be matching my donation from last year to Toys for Tots. Because here's why it's so important. Here's why Toys for Tots is so important. Toys for Tots actually gives toys to children that do not have a family, okay, one, for Christmas. So why would you spend your Christmas happily knowing that you could have helped somebody else have a good Christmas along with you? So if I have like a little bit of extra money around Christmas time, I'll go and donate it to Toys for Tots. Or I'll do go donate it to help the world, because I would rather remove. So, like Team Trees, for example, for every $1 you donate, they actually remove 1 pound of trash out of the ocean. And at Team Trees, every dollar you donate, they plant a tree. So these are some easy things that you could do, and everyone has an extra $10. Everyone has an extra $5, even a dollar. Everyone has an extra dollar. So I feel like if you do have that extra dollar and you're just like having it sit in your bank account instead of donating it, then what are you doing? If you don't have the extra money, yeah, I totally get it. No obligation whatsoever. This is a special thing. So a lot of people just don't accept the fact that you can actually help somebody out instead of just living your life and saying, "I can't control things, I'm not rich, blah blah blah." You can help the world with just your money that you have. And I feel like that's the biggest takeaway from Christmas. It's that you can actually help somebody just by even making something for free and then donating it at like a Toys for Tots location, because they have those all around. They have them at Walmart. They have those around Christmas time. They have the donation bin. So they have all of these things for you to actually help out your community, help out the world, and make a difference in everyone's day-to-day life. And I really take that away. I really take that for granted, sometimes. And Christmas really makes me feel humbled. Christmas really makes me want to actually help other people in this world that are less fortunate than me. And it just makes me very excited for what everyone can come together and end up doing. I mean, even if you look at Team C's, Winston, no kisses. I'm on the podcast. No kisses. Winston, it's okay. It's okay. Winston wants to give me kisses. It's okay. Even if you look at Team C's, they've already raised over $5 million, and they just started the donation last week. So if all of these YouTubers, everyone can come together, then we can actually start making a difference within everyone's day-to-day life, and people can stop complaining about Gen Z ruining everything. Which, yeah, listen, Gen Z. I'm Gen Z, too. Listen, everyone, okay, we're ruining things, yes, I get it, but people are acting like every single generation did not have its flaws. Like, every single generation did have its flaws, so people are just nitpicking on Gen Z because of the fact that this is the generation that's a teenager now. When millennials were teenagers, they were causing problems, too, so I feel like as long as the problems are not killing people, okay, then I think we are on a good thing, okay? We're a good thing if we are not killing people. If we are killing people, no. I do not support that or condemn that at all. So, moving right past that, does everyone agree that the day after Halloween is the time that you should decorate for Christmas, or do you think that that is too early to decorate for Christmas? Because I know people that say that they decorate for Christmas December 1st. I heard people say that they decorate for Christmas 2 weeks before Christmas. And myself, me, I am decorating for Christmas tomorrow. I'm filming this on Saturday, November 6th. So I'm decorating for Christmas tomorrow. So I'm not losing anything about it. Like, I would decorate last Saturday, but it was before Halloween. So the weekend after Halloween, I think that's when I'm going to start decorating my house, unless I do have Thanksgiving, which then I'll decorate for Christmas the day after Thanksgiving. So I just enjoy decorating for Christmas. I like taking down the Halloween lights, putting them away, taking out the Christmas lights, and putting them up, and just feeling the joy in the air, feeling the magical spirit in the air, and then I'll have my music playing. I finally plugged in my HomePod. It's been unplugged for the past 5 months now, okay? So I do have a HomePod. It's very nice. I do recommend it if you are checking out any HomePod, even the Mini. My sister has the Mini. That one's really nice. Way worth the $99 if you do have the extra money. Anyways, if you do want a little bit of music, yeah, check that out. Not sponsored by Apple, even though I wish I was sponsored by Apple. Oh my god. I would be the perfect person for that too, because I do so much research on Apple devices. I'm actually going to the Apple store today to check out a new iPad that I want to get. I do like the iPad Pro, but I do have a trade-in, so I'm going to get some money off of that. And I am a student, so I'm going to get some money off of that too. So I think I'll end up saving like $350 around there. So as long as Apple can give me a very good deal, I'm sold. Okay, so getting besides that, I am excited to change things around. I do have my AC though. I just took my AC out yesterday. So yeah, I get hot when I'm sleeping. So I had my AC in the window ever since I put it in, I think around March. Yeah. I think I put it in around March. And I love my AC because I put it on every single day. Okay. On 65, 66 degrees. I used to put it on 61 degrees, but here's the thing with that. I like my room cold so I can have my bed hot. Okay. I don't know if, I don't know if a lot of people really understand why I do that. It's so I can actually have my heated blanket on in my bed. Yes, you heard it right. I have my room cold so I can put my heated blanket on. A lot of people don't really get the fact that, I mean, why I do that, because of it is a little bit weird. I mean, I can admit it is weird. I was listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast, and she was actually talking about doing the same exact thing. So I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not, okay? And there's probably millions of people out there that do the exact same thing. So I'm not going to sit here and say one thing or the other. If you I mean, yeah, I am going to say one thing or the other. I loved my room cold. Okay, my room is cold right now, and I don't even have my AC on. That's why I'm like, ooh, yeah. So I'm trying to put the blankets on. I like sleeping with shorts because of the fact that I get way too hot inside of my bed. See, that's the thing. I put my heated blanket on, and then I end up sweating, and then I take my heated blanket off, and then I shut it off. So it's like a waste of energy at the same exact time. So now I just have my heated blanket underneath my bed. Okay, so I lay on my heated blanket. Feels wonderful, by the way. And then I have my little fluffy blanket right on the top of me that feels like Winston. I was talking about that in the last podcast that I did last week. But see, now I'm actually on a schedule. We're changing the conversation again. I jump conversations all the time. We're actually on a schedule of this podcast now because I'm starting to film every single Saturday. Because last week I filmed on the Thursday that I uploaded it, and then I ran out of time. And then when I needed to go to the gym. Once I got back from the gym, I uploaded the video immediately. And I still have not uploaded it on Rumble, so I'm going to upload that on Rumble as soon as I'm done with this podcast. I'm going to rush over to the gym. I'm going to work out quick. It's literally 7:30 in the morning. I never worked out in the morning before, so this is going to be a fun experience for me. So I'm going to be at the gym for about, I'm estimating about 3 hours, honestly. That's what I'm estimating because of the fact that I am doing back and biceps, so it's going to take me a little bit longer, but that's 3 hours. I usually spend 3 hours with doing the hydro massage, doing 20 minutes of cardio, doing 15 minutes or maybe 20 minutes of abs, and then the rest strength training. So that's how I divide my workout session. So I'm actually working out for, let's just see, so that's 20 minutes right there, 15, so that makes it 55. So yeah, I'm really doing strength training for 2 hours and 5 minutes. And if we do 20 minutes of abs, then I end up doing then I end up doing 2 hours even of strength training. And then that 2 hours actually gets even more, lessened when my friend comes because we end up talking for at least 30 minutes. So in between. So like we'll talk for 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and then until we meet like 30 minutes. Maybe even an hour. So I'm really working out for like an hour and 30 minutes, hour and 40 minutes, and then the rest of the time it's literally just talking. But because of the fact that I'm going before he even wakes up, because I work today, so I need to go a different time. Because I'm going a different time than he actually gets up, and I'm going a different time today, then I get everything done much faster. Which I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining about either way, because I just put aside 3 hours for the gym anyway. So if I'm there 3 hours, it doesn't matter. If I'm there 2 hours, it doesn't matter. So it just means that I need to fill something else within that gap today because of the fact that I'm going to the Apple store and the Apple store does not open until 11. So I wish that I could do the opposite. Like I wish I could just go to the Apple store at exactly at 8 and then go to the gym right after. But I feel like this is a better situation for me personally because of the fact that I know that when I go to the Apple store and get something, I'm going to want to use it immediately. So when I go to the Apple store, I put aside 2 hours to actually have time to do something with the iPad. So I'll just come right home. It'll take me like 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. I'll come right back home. And I will have like an hour and 30 minutes, maybe an hour to play with my iPad. And then me and my friend are going to go get a haircut at 1. We might be there for about 2 hours. So I plan out my whole entire day, guys. Like I know exactly what I'm going to do, exactly at what time. But tomorrow, I really don't have a set schedule because it's my only day off throughout the whole entire week. So I like to keep Sundays just low-key. I just like to go to the gym at like 4, 5, 6, 7. So yeah, that's 3 hours. The gym closes at 7. I like to just do that. So I just do stuff all day long. So tomorrow, I'm also going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because you know what? Why not? Because I already know if I sleep in, it's not even worth it to me. And I feel worse when I sleep in. I don't know why. I just feel worse when I sleep in. Because I'm so used to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning every single day for school that if I don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I feel like I just wasted the 2 hours, maybe 3 hours sleeping in. So tomorrow, depending on what time, I think I'll go to bed at like 12 because I feel like that's the best time for me to go to sleep and I'll get like 6 hours of sleep. But literally, that's enough time for me. Maybe 7 hours of sleep. Okay, so maybe I'll go to sleep at 12 and I'll wake up at 7. I'm really not doing anything. And then I eat and I get ready, and that takes me about an hour. And that'll be 8 o'clock tomorrow. And then I'll just take Winston for his, you know what? I'm trying not to say it because of the fact that he's right here. A little run. The other word for run. And I think that we're gonna go for a long run tomorrow because of the fact that I might as well, because we haven't went for a long run in a long time. And the long run that I went on with him that one time, it ended up being like 6, maybe 7 miles. So if I get up for 8 o'clock, it'll take me like 2 hours, okay? So that's 10, okay? So 10 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be done with everything. And I think that I ended up burning like 300, maybe 400 calories during that walk. So that's, I mean, that run. I can't say that word w around him. He's gonna get too excited. I don't know. Like, I kind of like planning out my day, but at the same exact time, I don't like planning out my day because of the fact that now I have to rely on the schedule, and if I don't meet and hereby the schedule, I think that's how you say that, then I feel like I failed myself. I feel like I just set forth a schedule that I cannot complete, which I hate feeling that. I hate feeling that. So sometimes it's best not to set a schedule, but at the same exact time, sometimes it is better to set a schedule so you're not just spending all day on TikTok. Like, I spend like 30, maybe an hour, minutes, 30 minutes, maybe an hour of on TikTok at school, and then I just feel lost. I feel like I just wasted a bunch of time. Even though I did get all my work done at school, I feel like I just wasted my time. So I don't know. Nobody else really feels like that. Not out of my friends. Maybe you guys feel like that, but I feel like I'm like in a work. Like, what? Fifth Harmony? I think they work. No. That's Rihanna, I think. I don't even know. I don't even know. I tried to make like a reference to a song, but I failed because I haven't listened to that song in so long. But the songs that I've been listening to lately, literally, it's been K-pop. Like, I'm sorry, K-pop. I don't want to sound like I like an obsessed person. I don't want to sound like, but literally, if you've been waiting, okay, to hear some songs that you're gonna love, okay, K-pop. Yes, it is K-pop. I know. It might not seem like the best fit for you at first, but it is going to be the best fit for you because of the fact that there's so many different types of K-pop. There's so many different things that around like revolve around K-pop. There's so many things. Okay, you're gonna find if you liked Big Time Rush, if you liked One Direction, there's a One Direction. Literally, there's like 10 One Directions. In K, not even just 10. There's like hundreds of One Directions in K-pop. And in my opinion, it meets the same standard or a little bit higher because of the fact that they're still an ongoing group. Like BTS, yes, they're very, 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 very popular. Some people think they're overrated. I'm going to give my honest opinion on it, right? I'm going to give my honest opinion. I do like them, okay? I do like BTS, but I'm not going to be sitting here saying that I'm obsessed with them. I'm not going to be sitting here and saying that, oh, they're one of my favorites, yeah. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm obsessed with them. I know exactly who every single person is within the group. No, I'm not going to say that because I really don't know. There is this one group though in K-pop that I am really obsessed with. And I love every single member within that group, and that's TXT. So, if you want to find out who those people are, you should actually look them up. It's really, really interesting. They make a lot of great songs. If you're looking for new songs, please check them out. There's so many different songs within K-pop. I K-pop. I keep saying like cake pop. It's K-pop. There's so many different songs that everyone can just listen to and enjoy that I feel like you're not going to find a song that you do not like. But anyways, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. If you're watching the podcast on the video form on Rumble, thank you all for watching and listening. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day.